A prayer for the children of the nations. Light. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. As a king, abiding in and one with the King of Kings, in the authority given to us, in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of the nations. We call all those the Lord God chose before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined them to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made them accepted in the beloved. They are the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So we call them our beloved children. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into the heart of our children and their bloodline. Your will be done in the life of our children and their bloodline on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life, in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. We give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for our children, their posterity, their house, and for their entire family, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on their behalf, and for all men, as a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to our children the riches of his glory. We go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for our children, their posterity, and their house, for their entire family, their friends, neighbors, and countrymen, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of this nation and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people and all the people of their nation and all men, so that our children and their family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Highest, in Christ we ask God, our faithful God, that the Spirit of God be in our children, light and understanding, revelation and wisdom be found in them. Let their light so shine before men that they may see their good works and glorify God the Father in heaven. Their light shall be like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. The Lord grant our children to be a light to the world, a burning and shining lamp. For they were once darkness, but now they are light in the Lord. May our sons and daughters walk as children of light, walk in the light of the Lord. For it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in their hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Our sons and daughters are children of light and people of the day. They are not of the night nor of darkness. Even the night shall be light about our children. When they sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to them. For our children are of a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that they may proclaim the praises of him who called them out of the darkness into his marvelous light. In Jesus' name, his name alone is exalted. In Christ, we ask that our children be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that they may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified them to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. For God has delivered our children from the power of darkness and translated them into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom they have redemption through their blood, the forgiveness of sins. O Lord our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. In the name of Jesus Christ, the appointed heir of all things, may our children commit their way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth their righteousness as the light, and their justice as the noonday. O send out your light and your truth, O Lord. Let the light and the truth of God Almighty lead our children. Let them bring our children to his holy hill and to his tabernacle. Abiding in Christ, we ask, in the name of Jesus Christ, who is the brightness of God's glory and the express image of his person, that the Lord be their lamp, the Lord God enlighten their darkness with the light of life. For Jesus Christ has lovingly delivered their soul from the pit of corruption. He has redeemed their soul from going down to the pit. Our children shall see the light. For the Lord has delivered their soul from death. He has delivered their feet from falling, that they may walk before God in the light of the living. In Jesus' name, his name Emmanuel, may our children know the joyful sound. In Christ we pray that they will walk in the light of God's countenance. They will love the Lord and hate evil. The Lord will preserve their soul and deliver them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for our children, and gladness for their upright heart. They will not be afraid of evil tidings. Their heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Their heart is established. They will not be afraid. They will never be shaken, for the word is a lamp to their feet and a light to their path. In Christ we pray that our Father and God will open to our children a door for the word to speak the mystery of Christ. May the entrance of his words give light to their soul and understanding to their mind. In Jesus' name, the Lord our righteousness, let the light of their eyes rejoice their heart. The lamp of the body is the eye. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, thanks to the name of the Lord. In Christ we ask the Father that their eyes be good, their whole body be full of light, that God will open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that our children will cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. In Christ we pray that our children will follow Jesus Christ and not walk in darkness but have the light of life, and that his light will guide their feet into the way of peace. May our Lord God guide our children so they will walk in the light as Jesus Christ is in the light, and have fellowship with other saints, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son will cleanse them from all sin. In Christ we pray that the love of God is poured out in their heart by the Holy Spirit who was given to them, that the morning star rise in their heart, that there is no cause for stumbling in our children. Our children are righteous. They are the branch of God's planting, work of his hands, that he may be glorified. For Jesus Christ is the true light which gives light to our children. How precious is his loving kindness! May our children put their trust under the shadow of his wings and be abundantly satisfied with the fullness of their house. May they drink from the rivers of his pleasures, for with the Lord is the fountain of life. Let them rest in his light. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted head over all. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify our children and their entire bloodline, their nation and all of their people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify their time so that they will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify their space by the overpowering presence of God, who has made his home in them. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify them completely, and may their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. The heavens are his, the earth also is his, the world in all its fullness. He has founded it, the north and the south, the east and the west. He has created it. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him, and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to our children their entire bloodline and their nation, the riches of his glory, we claim our children and their house, their entire bloodline, all of their people, their family, their children, and their children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, You who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness and do not sin. And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed you, people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world, all things that come forth from it. In Christ we pray that our children and their nation, in one accord, will pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for it is written, May they prosper who love you. The Lord bless our children and their nation out of Zion, and may they see the good of Jerusalem all the days of their life. As kings and priests of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we decree our children and their nation shall stand with Israel against the ungodly nations, for their shield belongs to the Lord, and their king to the Holy One of Israel. Concerning this prayer of faith, we pray for our children and their house. We come into agreement with them, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth, and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence, for God's thoughts towards our children and their house are thoughts of peace, to give them a future and a hope. As a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear His name, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to our children and their descendants, according to His word, and what we have asked shall be given to them and their house. In Him who is true, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all His saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. God is watching over His word to perform it, and it shall not return to Him void, but it shall accomplish His purpose and succeed in the thing for which He sent it. The Lord gives voice before His army, for His camp is very great, for strong was the one who executes His word. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of His heart to all generations. It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us, that He might purify for Himself His own special people, zealous for good works, believing that our children, their descendants, and their nation receive all we ask for them, knowing that it is the will of God and He hears us. In Jesus' name, so be it. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, in the awesome name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, we activate these prophetic scriptures in the lives of our children. These things, says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of creation of God. Amen. For all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, Amen, to the glory of God.